You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear yourself?
Yes.
Good. All right. CJ Williams here at Charlotte Entrepreneurs Connect, Charlotte networking event right here in Uptown Charlotte. I'm joined by Miss Queenie. She is here. She's nervous. And we're going to do what we can to make her more nervous. All right. Miss Queenie, why are you here? What you doing here?
So I came to Charlotte Connect just to really kind of network and kind of put myself out there. But more than anything, just get information from other entrepreneurs of how they are evolving in their business.
What kind of information?
Like we had earlier, like different ways that you could market, exactly what do they do and how it can help enhance my business. I'm just really trying to network and just finding which way to go from there.
So what, tell me about your business.
So my business is called Inspired by You Creations LLC, where I pretty much personalize, but my slogan is I do anything that inspires you. So I can create anything custom from t-shirts, cups, if you want something for memorial, I just pretty much do that. So I've been doing that for 3 years now and just really found myself last year helping other business owners with things that they need for their business to kind of help them and market as well.
Okay. So you say you got the bag last year though, right?
I mean, yeah, it was real nice last year was nice. It was nice.
And you was like,
it
was okay, a blessing. Did you quit your full-time job?
No, not yet. I'm still full-time, and then I do my business on the side. But it has definitely been a blessing as of last year.
All right, cool. So what are you struggling with the most?
I would say for me right now, because I don't think it's really the market. I feel like the Lord has really brought people in my life that pretty much use me to produce whatever they need. I think for me right now is really going forth with the financial piece to make sure that everything is aligned in order. So like when they was talking about find the thing that you don't like the most to do and do that, or maybe outsource. So that's where I'm at, because I'm like, that costs. Like if I need somebody, that costs. So right now I'm starting off. I don't have the income to really branch off like I want to. Maybe I can, but for me, I want to be able to save a little bit and see if I can do it or not. So just really making sure that I do that part. So that's where I'm at right now.
Okay. So with all the stuff that you listed, what are you enjoy most? Like, what do you enjoy creating the most?
I love creating things. Like, so
things.
It varies, but what I like to do honestly is things that they like. So if it's a t-shirt, I enjoy creating it. For my church, I created a shirt last year that was saying faith in action and had the opportunity to really design. So I like when I'm able to design it and really put it out there.
So you'll create anything anybody's asking?
Yeah, pretty much.
But you don't think that might not be a good thing? Because if you create anything, then what? How are you able to look at what it's costing you to create these things? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So that's another thing that I have to look at, because before, like, I know a lot of people, when they create things or logos, they charge for that.
Right.
They charge to create. And then if you want a shirt, then they charge you for that. So that's where I'm at currently, is like, okay, so if I create what you want me to create, like logo-wise, I have to charge for logo. And then after that, I would charge based
charge
off
for everything.
Shirt. Yeah.
Everything.
Yes. So just really finding like what I need to do when it comes to the expenses and the cost of really getting that out there and not being afraid to say, hey, this is what I charge, and continue to grow.
That can be tough, because you don't want to lose a sale.
Right. And I don't want to feel like I'm so expensive, but at the end of the day, time is everything.
Would you rather be too expensive or too cheap?
Too expensive. Stuff costs.
Stuff costs.
Yes, sir.
You got expenses. You got bills. It costs money to go get that material. Yo, time, all that stuff. You gotta raise them rates. If it were me, I wouldn't even be spreading. You sound like you're spreading yourself thin with what you offer. Start with your best stuff, the most stuff that gives you the highest margins, the highest profit. Start there, and then, I mean, that's me, because it sounds like you saying t-shirts and then what, mugs, if I need some mugs. You know, but how much of this stuff can people just go to Vistaprint?
I mean, they could, but people like the personal touch.
Okay.
So I feel like with me, I bring forth the personal touch for them.
How are they able to see that before they even spend money with you, though?
The way that I market. So, like, I'm on, like, TikTok, Instagram, and I do videos where I'm actually making the items. So they can see that I love creating what they give to me. So that's the good thing about it. And eventually, I may go forth with, like, digitizing things to where that'll just be out there and people can buy that way. But right now, I love the aspect where I'm creating. It brings me so much joy, to be honest with you. Yeah.
You got a website?
Yes, I do have a website. It is called To Inspire. Hold on, let me show.
Oh, God.
No, because I have my social medias are so different. So I have, yes.
Why what do you mean it's so different?
So, like, if somebody on Instagram got the name, you have to put something else on it. So that's why. So
how different is your website from your social?
So my website is toinspire.org, but then my Instagram is Inspired by You. But so that's why, like, sometimes I get a little bit confused because the Instagram is that and the Facebook is that, but my website is toinspire.org. So yeah.
I would make those the same. Try. Another thing a lot of people don't think about is
that email address so long.
No. Not that. It's the domain. Like, you should get a email address that's tied to your domain.
You're right.
Because that doesn't look professional. It doesn't look like it's a business.
And you're right. So I was in, like, a networking marketing company prior. So that's how that email address came about. So I am in the process of really changing a lot of things so everything can align together.
You do your website yourself?
Yes. So I did it through Square. Now I think I'm really about to transition over to Shopify because that gives you the opportunity for digital things as well. Yeah.
Now, do you know if people are going to the website?
They are sometimes, but a lot of times it's through text messages.
So you said they are.
Sometimes.
Are you tracking it or they're telling you?
No, so I track it. So anytime anybody make a purchase online, it'll come to me. But even if they personally come to me via text or call me, I still send the invoice out via my website. So that way they are engrafted in my website as well.
How do you know if the people are visiting your website but aren't purchasing? Like, how many people are going there and saying, I don't know if I'm feeling this, and just going somewhere else?
Yeah, so that's another thing. I do need to change the website because I feel like it's a little outdated now. So
didn't you just build it?
No, so I've been doing this for 3 years, but really where I went and got my LLC as of last year. So a lot of times you'll get stats from the website that tells you if a cart was abandoned. So I'll get information from there, and then a lot of times you can send an email out like, hey, are you still interested in that? And I feel like Shopify will be more of that to where I don't have to keep up with it in a sense, but Shopify can do it and not me.
That's good. So what's next this year? What are you going to be doing? What are you going to be implementing and putting in place this year?
As I stated, pretty much updating my website so things can be more technical driven. Also working on marketing better to where when I am out branding, I'll have things already in order and making sure everything is there for my customers to go to instead of them asking me 5,000 questions sometimes. But I don't mind it because I'm very personal. I don't meet a stranger. And I feel like when you build that personal connection with people, that's when you gain your customers. So I feel like that being personal is very important.
But that is pretty important.
Much, yeah. So focusing on that and really making my LLC stand for something.
There's a cheat code for you.
What's cheat code?
Get their order, send it to Vistaprint, and charge them for that.
But I like doing it.
Are you here to make money?
I am to make money. That's what I'm saying. I'll do that more with the digital side of things. So I know you could do like Printify, things like that. So like eventually I'm going to do t-shirts that go through that. So I am going to get there. Right now it's just really making sure I'm in order when it comes to finances and making sure when things grow that I'm in the right proper alignment. So that's important.
I hope that works out for you. I hope this is your year. I hope you see growth.
Oh, I will
Lots
see
of growth.
Growth.
That's good.
Yeah,
like that
I will
attitude.
See it. Yeah, I'm in an expectation.
Okay, good. Miss Queenie, I appreciate you. Anything else you want to leave with the audience?
Yes. So definitely come to my website, toinspire.org. You can follow me on Facebook. My personal page is Queenie Patton. Or you could go to my business page, Inspired by You, on Instagram and Facebook. Let's stay connected. Connect with me. I would love to be the person that makes things that inspire you.
Great job.
Yes. Thank you, CJ. You got me on my shell. I didn't know I could do all that.